Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful we call it the power line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Romans, chapter number 4, and it reads, "What then shall we say that Abraham our father was found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they were uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while he was uncircumcised. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Coming to you this morning, beloved, amen. Romans, amen, 4, verse 21 says this, and Abraham, being fully persuaded, he was fully convinced, he was fully assured that God was able to do what he had promised. Glory be to the living God, fully persuaded. I just come to ask you this morning, are you fully persuaded? Are you fully persuaded? Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, we looked at we examined some history over the last couple of days, and we looked at the life of Peter, the life of Paul. We looked at the life of Daniel. We saw the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We looked at God's servants. We saw they all was in trouble. God allowed them to go into trouble. God was with them before they went into trouble. God was with them in the trouble, and God brought them out of the trouble. Beloved, we know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. Now, sometimes we in trouble because we've made bad decisions. Sometimes we reap some consequences, beloved, the trouble that we're in, the consequences of the decisions we've made, such as what happened to King David. Okay, King David made some choices to commit adultery and murder. God forgave him, but there were still consequences because the sword did not leave his house, even to the extent that his own son, Absalom, came to try to steal David's kingdom. So David was already aware that these were the consequences of the decisions that he's made, because the choice is ours, but the consequences belong to God. But beloved, we see in the Bible, glory be to God, when Daniel was in trouble, amen, he didn't blink. He didn't blink because he was fully persuaded, come on somebody, that this was not a result of something that he did. He was fully persuaded. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego said, put us in the fire. They was fully persuaded that there was no opening in their lives. They was fully persuaded that they was not practicing sin. They was fully persuaded that they was not wishy-washy, hypocritical, up and down, and had a private and a secret life of sin. They was fully persuaded. Paul said, throw me in the prison, throw me under the prison. It don't make a difference. Glory be to God. He was fully persuaded. See, they was persuaded, beloved, because they knew that there was nothing on their end. They knew that they was covered under the grace of God, the mercies of God. Their sins was forgiven, and their heart was right with God. Glory be to God. Their subconscious didn't bother them. Their conscience didn't bother them. See, glory be to God. They was fully persuaded. Our scripture tells us here this morning, beloved, that Abraham was fully persuaded. Since Abraham didn't waver, he didn't lean over to the left or to the right. He didn't break out in hives. Come on now. He wasn't trying to run and hide. His conscience wasn't bothering him because he had made it right with God. And that's the difference, beloved. We have our so-called Christians, quote unquote, amen. They say they're saved. They say they love God, but they live a life of outright disobedience. Do what they want to do. And think that this so-called radical grace is going to excuse them of all of their sins and their consequences. They're bewitched and they're ignorant because they don't know the power of the scriptures. Glory be to God. God is to be feared. God is to be reverenced. And God is to be obeyed. And when we walk down that avenue, that narrow way, it's a narrow way, the Bible says, that leadeth to heaven. No, it ain't going to be crowded. Don't look for the crowd. If you want the crowd, you got to go on the other lane. Because this way here is not crowded. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People who made up their mind, glory be to God, to do the right thing, to do our part. Glory be to God, to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. God says here that he is our sun and shield, Psalms 84 and 11. He will give us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. The patriarchs, the matriarchs, they knew that trouble comes. Trouble comes to everybody, but when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. But since there was nothing in their heart, see, trouble comes to all of us, but when it comes to the ones, amen, that you know you ain't right, you know this thing, you keep making excuses for why you keep falling. You keep making excuses for why you keep sinning. You keep making excuses. God is not impressed with your excuses, and not one of them is valid. Because the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of Jesus is able to break the yokes, break the chains, bring down the strongholds. What type of God would God be if God could save your soul and not deliver you from your habits? He says, lay aside the weight, lay aside the sin that keep tripping you up. He said, you lay it aside. Why? Because the power is already in you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us if you want to do it. If you want to do it. Great is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Glory be to God. If you want to live victorious. The Bible tells us, beloved, that Abraham didn't waver. It didn't waver, but it through disbelief in the promise of God. He knew God's resume. He knew God's history. He knew that God was not a liar. He knew that God was not a man. He knew that God's word was eternal. If God said it, if God said it, that doesn't mean that God's going to do it. If God said it, that means it's already done. But he was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God was able to do what he promised. Beloved, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded, glory be to God, when trouble comes your way, are you persuaded? When you believe in God, are you persuaded? When you go in prayer and talk to God, are you persuaded? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you persuaded? Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. No good thing does he withhold from those who live upright. God don't bless no mess. We saw yesterday that all of these men and women that was in trouble, glory be to God, had one thing in common. They was all obeying and fearing God. They wasn't dipping and dabbing in sin. Baby, when you faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then when trouble comes, we can be fully persuaded. Why? Because our sins are under the blood. When we repent, that means we ain't going back. You don't go back every Saturday. You don't go back when your flesh get weak or you get horny or you need some money. You don't go back. You ain't going back. Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. You ain't going back. Those who would go back become enemies to the cross of Jesus Christ. You ain't going back because God is able to hold you up and you don't have to go back and compromise with sin. You can't compromise with sin and walk with the king. That's contradictory. Either you is or you ain't, your tears or you taint. You got to make up your mind whose side you're on. These patriarchs and matriarchs made a decision. They said, Brother Joe said, though he slay me in life or in death, it don't make a difference. I'm going to die anyhow. I choose Jesus. Beloved, who's your choice? You just can't choose Jesus in the good time and choose the devil in the bad times or vice versa, however you want to swing back and forth, torn between two lovers. You got to make up your mind before God spit you out of his mouth. He said, I prefer that you be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, if you're playing with me, I'm not to be played with. We've lost our respect for God. We've lost our reverence for God. And be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Abraham was fully persuaded. Beloved, Genesis 18 and 14 says, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It don't make a difference if you in the fire, if you in the flood. Glory be to God. If you in the lion's den. I said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Fully persuaded. Brother Paul puts it this way in the book of Romans. He said, for I am persuaded. I am persuaded, hallelujah, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come shall separate us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved, hallelujah, we have to activate our faith, hallelujah. What's the purpose, beloved? What's the purpose? The whole world can just go, if it was just as easy as you said, hey, I'm saved, you saved, I'm saved, okay, we all saved. The whole world could do that and still live for the devil. The whole world could be down there to speak easy talking about they saved. The whole world could be at the orgy talking about they saved. Oh, yeah, well, you say you're going to heaven. That's what the Bible says. And look, you're going to bust hell wide open. Glory be to God. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Come on, y'all. Glory be to God. So that when trouble do come, or trouble don't come, it don't make no difference because it's in him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. God got you. He got you. And unconfessed sin will break that fellowship. Hallelujah. We can be fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Hallelujah. God got me. He's coming through for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, beloved, Hezekiah had 15 years. Hezekiah had the sentence of death. Huh? He had the sentence of death. Prepare. Call Pastor Bradford and get yourself a life insurance policy. Huh? Prepare because you're about to die. The Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And God gave him 15 more years. Beloved, it's time for some of us to turn. For the time we look, let me tell you, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you ain't fooling God not one iota. Not one iota. And we don't know who's going to be the next person, amen, to leave it. We don't know what the next homegoing, funeral or homegoing. It's a funeral if you're not saved. It's a homegoing if you are. We don't know who next. And whatever's in your heart when you take your last breath is how you go into eternity. Let he who is holy be holy still. Let he who is filthy be filthy still. Glory be to God. And we have to make a decision. And this is why Jesus says this. This is why the word says this in 2 Chronicles. If my people, if. Boy, we can stick right there and cry out on ifs. If my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. God is not talking to sinners. He ain't talking to sinners. He said, if my people still need, his people need to turn. Because you're dipping and dabbing. Want to go out on, you love the Lord, but you want to go out on some dates with the devil and come back and think it's all right and come back. This is moving in the flesh instead of moving in the spirit, not seeking God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Why? Because, amen, because this is you just with the crowd. See, we talked about, amen, how you could be perceived, amen, and how you want people to see you. Glory be to God. But God sees you like you are, and he wants to make you better. He don't want to look. God loves you like you are, but he don't. He love you too much to keep you there until Christ be formed in you. The process of sanctification until Christ be formed in you. Be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind till Christ be formed in you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It's up to you. It's up to you, beloved. Hallelujah. You got to put something in. You got to put some faith. You got to put some faith in this thing. Glory be to God. You got to work your faith. You work it. You say you say, and I'm going to show you my faith by my works. And the true test of where we stand with God is our obedience. Simply put, Jesus said, if you love me, obey me. If you love me, obey me. You can't live a life of disobedience talking about you love God. You're a liar. And no liar will have be a participant in the Lord's kingdom. You got to stop sugarcoating this thing and sending devils to heaven, because devils ain't going to heaven. And we need to preach it and teach it and preach the hell out of some people. Because hell is eternal. And you going around trying to be happy, glory be to God, with your fleshly self, and don't know when you going to take your last breath. Don't know when. Could be a stroke, a heart attack, an aneurysm. You don't even need a reason to die. You just stop breathing. And you playing around with God. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Judgment begins in the house of God. Well, I'm already saved. No, you ain't going to be judged for that. You know what you're going to be judged for? Your motives. The intentions of your heart after your salvation. Huh? You're going to be judged for that. Why? Because it's up to you. You have no excuse. God wants us to move forward from faith to faith, from glory to glory. He wants us to get to that place, amen, where the patriarchs was. Glory be to God, where we are fully persuaded. Ah, hallelujah. We are fully persuaded that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. God going to come through for me. He the slowest man that's always on time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he's never late. God going to come through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I believe God. My sins are confessed. Oh, glory be to God. My heart is right. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I love God with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, all of my strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. Hallelujah. I'm sold out. I'm sold out. Glory be to God. Jesus is my Lord. And Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. If you have never, ever, ever, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and your Savior, let me give you your first pit stop. Now, this is not the last. This is where most people go here and stop here. Salvation is not the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning, baby. Because then he said you got to work it out. You got to work it out. So somebody say the word works when you work it. You got to work it out. That's called the process of sanctification. That's why he said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Beloved, let me say this. And I'm finished today. It's going to be a lot of Christians in hell. How can you say that, Pastor? How can you say it? Because anybody can say they're a Christian. You can teach your parakeet to say, I'm a Christian. Anybody can say, I'm a Christian. When you are a Christian, you are a follower. When you are a Christian, you are a disciple. When you are a Christian, you're walking in love and obedience, love, faith, and obedience. Not to say you're perfect, but you are progressing forward. You're progressing, being renewed day by day, day by day, day by day. And God knows. He said, let the wheat and tare grow together. Let them grow. Huh? Just make sure you're not a tear. Let me say this. Baby, when you get to heaven, you're going to be shocked. Because a lot of people you thought was burning in hell are going to be sitting right up there waiting on you. And some of the people you're going to be waiting for to enter into heaven, they ain't coming. They ain't coming. Because Jesus was never in their heart. Jesus was in their mouth. Jesus was in their dance. And they're speaking in tongues, whatever type of tongues they were speaking. Huh? The devil got tongues too. Huh? But Jesus was never in their heart. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, if there's anybody under the sound of our voice that do not know you and pardon their sins, we pray, Father God, that they will submit and surrender and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Father God, for those who have already received Jesus Christ as Lord, we pray, Father God, that they will confess their sins, Father God. Get up out of the flesh, submit themselves, Father God, that they might live a life of obedience in the Spirit, following the Spirit. Your commandments are not grievous. It's nothing difficult about following you, Father. It's just a matter of making a decision to do so. And so, Father God, we pray for anybody and everybody right now that's still in the struggle between the flesh and the Spirit, Father God. And they're allowing the flesh to win so that the flesh can be satisfied and gratified. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for helping us all, Father God, to move from faith to faith and glory to glory, to sell out, Father God, and trust you for the whole process. Trust the process, even where we can't trace you, Father. Trust you anyhow. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and to obey. We bless you, we thank you, we magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. All right, all right, all right, all right. God gave me permission to say this. God gave me permission to say this. We are overtaking we say yes to the Lord. We say yes to the Lord. We're moving forward with our college. We're moving forward with the other assignments that the Lord gave us. The Lord knew that it took money to do it before he gave us the assignment. We need money. Now, I'm not going to ask y'all for money, because if I ask you, you probably won't give it to me anyhow. But this is what I am asking. I'm a licensed insurance agent. I can write life insurance. I can write health insurance. I'm asking that each of you, if y'all can look in your, starting with yourself, starting with your family and your friends, and if y'all can refer people for some life insurance so that we can get some money in the pot to do the work that the Lord has called us to do. I'm asking, can you look at your friends and see who needs some insurance? Look, you're going to die. Don't die here without no insurance. And say, Pastor Bradford can help you. Don't give everybody my phone number. Just give me theirs, okay? Give me theirs. And then that way you still be a blessing to the ministry. and we can get the money that we need. Because if God gave us the assignment, that means the money is somewhere within our reach. And so God told me to reach out to right here with the partners, right here in our circle, because we have everything that we need already. We don't even have to go outside this ministry. It's already in this ministry. If each of you have 2 people, 5 people, 10 people, they need to increase their insurance or get some insurance or whatever they need to do. And that money will go in the pot for our building fund so that we can do what the Lord has called us to do. Will you be a blessing? Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, amen, Lord's willing. And tonight is our Friday night praise party. We'll be back at 9 o'clock, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. So, amen, amen, and amen. Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Hallelujah. I wish I had that song in my archives. Amen, but I don't. I am persuaded. Hallelujah. But that's okay. You know it. Believe it and walk in it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. Yeah.